Winds and currents are pushing the tsunami debris very slowly across the Pacific Ocean. The most recent sighting came from a Russian tall ship last month. It sailed for days through a vast debris field northwest of Midway Island in the Western Pacific. A mate on board scanned the debris with a Geiger counter and detected no unusual radiation. Kathy Sullivan is a deputy administrator of the Federal Science Agency, NOAA.
The analysis that I'm familiar with indicates with very high confidence that there's no radiological concern associated with the debris.
Sullivan says aerial monitoring indicates the marine debris has dispersed widely. Some of it is sinking. That's one reason she says it's hard to estimate how much junk will eventually wash up on our shores. In any event, the arrival of the first tsunami flotsam is far in the future still. Most scientists forecast it to approach the West Coast in 2013. I'm Tom Bonsi in Seattle.